you can tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Yes, I am, yes, I am, yes, I am. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. I believe every lie that I ever told. Paid for every heart that I ever stole. I played my cards and I didn't fold. Well, it ain't that hard when you got soul. Somewhere I heard that life is a test. I've been through the worst, but I still get my best. God made my mold different from the rest. Then he broke that mold, so I know I'm blessed. Stand up now and face the sun. Won't hide my tail or turn and run. It's time to do what must be done. Be a king when kingdom comes. Well, you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody.
Good morning, everybody. I think I'm on the air. Yeah, I am. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. I am Brian Hammer Jackson. We've been on the show for a while. We are worldwide. Good morning. Good afternoon. And good evening. We are global. I am broadcasting from California. Today is October 26, 2023. That's it. That's it for the show. That's it. I have nothing else. I have nothing else. That's what I come on here for. I just say that. And I get good ratings just saying that. Less is more. What is it about? Less is more. If you'd like to come in the studio, it's 319-527-6099. That's the number. 319-527-6099. That's the number. That's the number that gets you in the studio. God, there's a lot going on in the world. I don't even know what to talk about. This is where, if you're listening to me and you want to come in and talk, it's okay. But what's happening in Maine, unfrickin' believable. What's happening in Maine right now? Apparently there's a shooter going around shooting everybody, still at large. And here it is. It's like, here's the headline. Here's the timeline of the mass shooting in Maine and the manhunt for the suspect. Somebody's helping him. 18 people were killed. 18. In this mass shooting at two locations in Lewiston. I think it's called Lewiston, Maine. This was last night. The governor came in. She weighed in. Her name is Janet Mills. She says the attack that prompted a manhunt across the region as local, state, and federal law enforcement officials search for the gunman. They identified him. He's 40-year-old Robert Card. Authorities have obtained an arrest warrant on multiple murder charges in connection to the shooting. Now, when you have murder charges out of multiple, you're not going to get caught. You're not getting out of jail. That's your whole life. You're dead. You're in jail. So I ask you, if you had a choice to be locked up in a cage for the rest of your life with hardened criminals who want to put a broomstick up your ass, kill you, and live that kind of life, or go see Jesus or Lucifer, whatever, which one you're going to see, and your soul goes on forever. Because this dude, there's nothing, there's no win-win for this dude. The only thing I can think of is he's going to Canada. And even the Canadians are not going to want this dude. I'm telling you. So they have identified him. He's 40-year-old Robert Card. They got an arrest warrant for him for the shootings. Colonel William G. Ross said in a news conference, they brought in the colonel, who is considered armed. He said Card is considered armed and dangerous. No shit, colonel. That's why you're the colonel. And he is a certified firearms instructor. Oh, that's nice. and a member of the U.S. Army Reserve. Go Army. Beat Navy. Go Army. He's a member of the U.S. Army Reserve. Okay, now here's the timeline. Around 7 p.m. yesterday, two shootings are reported. Two. The authorities received their first report at 6:56, Ross said. When the Auburn Communications Center got a call that a man was shooting at the Just In Time Recreation Center, a bowling alley in Lewiston. Minutes later at 7:08, authorities received multiple 911 calls about an active shooter. I can't pronounce the name of the bar. It's Schumagee's Bar and Grill. Schumagee's, whatever, it's a bar. It was a large law enforcement response for the multiple surrounding agencies assisted the police department, the Lewiston Police Department, in trying to identify who is this individual. What was his purpose? What was happening, Ross told reporters. As you can imagine, this is it was a very fast-paced, fast-moving, but very fluid scene. Fluid scene, God, that takes me back to my porn horror days. It was very fluid. Yeah, what a scene that was. Damn. I digress. It was a very dangerous scene that these guys and girls were going into. Of the 18 people killed, one woman and six men. They were found at the bowling alley. It was eight. All men, one of whom was found outside, were killed at the Bar and Grill. Three other deceased victims have been taken to local hospitals. Nicole Wyman. She told CNN she and her daughter were headed home from a Girl Scout meeting when they came upon this scene at the bowling alley where she saw the lights of a police vehicle. People were running. She saw at least one person who looked to be covered in blood. There were kids, she said. Looking back, they were probably the hardest part of just seeing families pouring out of there, she said. And knowing that what happened in there, they were just probably trying to have a family night. 8 p.m. Photos of the person of interest are released. The sheriff's office confirmed it was investigating two active shooters incidents about an hour later when it was also released photos of a person of interest in a post on Facebook. Those images showed a man walking into what appeared to be a bowling alley holding a high-powered assault rifle. 8:09 p.m., the state police ordered people to remain indoors. Minutes later, Maine State Police said that there was an active shooter in Lewiston. They asked the members of the public to stay inside with the doors locked. Law enforcement is currently investigating at multiple locations, and that's what the police said. Again, please stay off the streets and allow law enforcement to defuse the situation. That happened at 8:09. 8:26 p.m. Neighboring city urges residents to shelter in place. Just before 8:30 p.m., city officials in the neighboring Auburn, they urge residents to shelter in place. They shared this on Twitter or X. The social media platform previously known as Twitter, the city is directly to the west of Lewiston across the Androscoggin River. All Auburn and Lewiston residents are strongly urged to shelter in place, lock all the doors, report suspicious individuals and activities. Call 911. That's what the alert said. That was at 8:26 p.m. 9:17 p.m., police release images of a vehicle of interest. About 2 hours after receiving a first shooting report, the Lewiston police released an image of a white vehicle in a post on Facebook asking people to contact authorities if it was seen. Maine State Police said that images showed a car belonging to a person of interest. The image shared by Lewiston police showed the vehicle, an SUV, with its lights on and its driver's side door ajar. That was 9:17. 10:52 p.m. The authorities named the person of interest. Lewiston police later announced, again on Facebook, that was trying to locate Card as a person of interest in the shootings at, again, Shamagee's Bar and the bowling alley. Card should be considered armed and dangerous, that's what they said. They include that in the post alongside an image of Card. Please contact law enforcement if you are aware of his whereabouts. Wow. That was 10:52 p.m. Around 11:30 p.m., they found the vehicle. Sushuck held a news conference late Wednesday, beginning just after 11:30 p.m., where he said authorities had located a vehicle of interest in Lisbon, Maine, a town about 8 miles southeast of Lewiston. At the time, Sushuck said authorities were expanding the shelter-in-place order to include Lisbon, and the city separated confirmed around the same time that its offices would be closed Thursday, today. We have literally hundreds of police officers working around the state of Maine to investigate this case, to locate Mr. Card, who again is a person of interest and a person of interest only. That's what Sushuck said. The scale of the investigation was large, Sushuck indicated, saying that there were multiple scenes in the city to include multiple hospitals. Investigators were following up on leads and speaking with witnesses. That was at 11:30 p.m. 3:13 a.m. That's a Thursday. That's today. 3:13 a.m. Shelter-in-place advisory spans to Bowdoin. Maine State Police early Thursday morning expanded the shelter-in-place advisory to include the town of Bowdoin, about 15 miles southeast of Lewiston, and approximately 9 miles east of Lisbon. Please stay inside your homes while more than 100 investigators, both local and federal, work to locate Robert Card, who is a person of interest in Lewiston shooting. That was a post on Facebook by the state police. By Thursday morning, a number of school districts had announced they would be closed due to a manhunt, including those in Lewiston and the public schools in Portland, the state's largest city, some 35 miles south of Lewiston. Hannaford Market, or Supermarkets, a major grocery chain in the Northeast, said it would keep all of its stores in Maine closed until at least 10 a.m. That's the latest right there. That's what's going on in Maine. They got a guy who's shooting up people. They haven't found him yet. Damn. That was breaking news. That's it. You're up to date. Damn. That's what's going on. That's what's going on. Today's subject. And here's the headline, what we're going to talk about today. Lauren Boebert, this happened last month. She said, I messed up. Here's what's going on. You know, when I was growing up, the Republicans were boring morals. They were hypocrites, but morals. What do they stand for? Family, church, decency, and less spending. That was basically who they were. They were vanilla. Boring. That's who they were. Now, they're a little bit more exciting. I mean, they got conspiracy theories going on and made up shit and try to overthrow an election and storming the Capitol and denying that there's a president of the United States and they can't get a Speaker of the House. I mean, they're exciting all of a sudden. They're like rebels. Like rebels. It's like the presidential debate should have this theme. Yeah. As the Republicans marching in the Capitol and on a board to vote. We're going to vote for a right-wing nut job to destroy democracy. We don't care what you do because you can't stop us because we have a big fuck you. We are Republicans and we're going to start. There you go. They're different. This happened a month ago. Lauren, you can say Lauren or Lauren Bobbitt. Bobbitt, I'm sorry. Boebert. It's pretty close to Lorena. I'm sorry, it's pretty close. If you're not watching, I have no coffee. If you're not watching, it's kind of close. We're going to tell you what she did in a theater watching Beetlejuice and why she did it and her apologies why she did it when she first denied it. But then she couldn't deny it anymore, why she did it. You will hear it. That's what we're going to talk about. And the second thing, I did not do this. I did not do this. There's a woman who's breaking it down why women are useless. I thought it was very interesting how she broke it down. So that's what we're going to talk about today. Might be a short day today. I am your host, Brian Hammer Jackson. I'm going to get some coffee. I got some flack. I know me, right? About women. I don't know why. I forget where it was. Anyway. I said something to upset somebody. So, I'll find out what it is about women. Oh, I know what it was. We ran a story. We were talking about Mackenzie Phillips yesterday. And a lot of you guys don't know her story, but it was a very interesting story. And they were talking about her bringing incest to the forefront. She admitted having sex with her father for many years. If you don't remember Mackenzie Phillips, she's One Day at a Time. God, I can't remember the characters. Barbara? Look it up. Look it up on YouTube. One Day at a Time. It used to be a good sitcom maybe in the 90s, maybe. And she was the older sister. But what's interesting, so she was talking about incest, and she was talking about, she did not use the word incest survivor, which was very interesting. Very interesting. I mean, here's, so I got about four or five letters on Facebook. She was a substance abuser, and we went into all that, and she had a vein, and the blood just, when she's doing heroin, and the blood just popped off, it got so bad, it popped up to the ceiling. They had to wipe the blood off the ceiling. She went to Dr. Drew Rehab. So she brought incest in the front, but she did not use the word. She did not use the word victim. So I got in. So people got upset. I said, "Hey, this is her story. This is her story. She was not a victim." Well, she has a half-sister. It's really interesting. And the reason I say that, her half-sister, I forgot her half-sister's name. Um, Jada has a sister. Is it Bijon? I'll find out what her half-sister is. Well, her half-sister is very interesting, too, because she is going to something that most people don't go through. She was married to the guy who's now serving 30 years for rape. He's an actor, too. And I did not know that. I did not know that. What was that, 70 show? I think it was a 70 show. I did not. I wanted to get her. Let's see. It's her half-sister. I should be more prepared than this. Let me see here. Bijou Phillips. Bijou Phillips. That's her half-sister. That's her half-sister. So she was married to the dude on my 70s show who raped all those people. Let me see, 70s show. And she just filed for a divorce. Danny Matheson. She was married to him. Was married to him. And you remember Danny Matheson? He was on the 70s show. He was, I guess, the guy with the bushy hair or afro kind of hair. Here's the headline. Actor Danny Matheson, best known for his role in the sitcom The 70s Show, he has reported been, he was expelled from the Church of Scientology. When you're expelled from the Church of Scientology, you're a bad dude. They don't expel nobody. They don't even want to be associated with this dude. He's a bad dude. That's what it says here. Expelled from the Church of Scientology following his rape conviction that sent him behind bars for 3 decades. How bad do you have to be when you rape someone? What's the average? I mean, forget life. But 30 years, man? That's one dangerous penis. I mean, my God, what the fuck was that? The church even expelled him for that. And again, they're known for their loyalty towards its members. They have declared Matheson a suppressive person. And I don't know what a suppressive person is, but it must be bad in a Church of Scientology. This is a label that requires all Scientologists, including Matheson's ex-wife, Bijou Phillips, to sever ties with them. Now, let me tell you something. What church tells you that? You know, Scientology was saying that they're a cult. But this church says they label him a suppressive person. So that must be some cult name. And what that does is that it labels you, and it requires all Scientologists. So now you're a scourge. It's a, I guess you would consider it like Cain and Abel with the black mark on Cain, the mark of Cain. I guess you can consider it a mark of Cain. So they labeled him a suppressive, and it requires, this is a church, they require that, it requires all Scientologists, including Matheson's ex-wife, including his ex-wife, Bijou Phillips, to sever ties with him. Now, I understand that. I don't know if you have kids and that if you go to jail that custody goes to the mom and you're going to get in. I don't know the custody rights of children when a parent goes to jail. I don't know if it automatically severs the ties of their children. But let's just put that aside because I don't know that law. But if there is a law that says once a person goes to jail, that it severs ties with all of his children and his wife, I don't know if there's a law like that. Well, apparently in church there is, in the Scientologists. So what happens if he has kids and he wants to see his kids? The church is saying that all people, well, maybe if the kids are not belong to the church that so they can see their father, but they said it requires that all Scientologists, including Matheson's ex-wife, sever ties with him. The news was unveiled by Jeffrey Augustin, a private investigator with a history of reporting on Scientology through the website, the Scientology Money Project, while former Scientologists with insider knowledge have confirmed the news. The church continues to uphold Matheson's innocence, though. They say he's innocent because he's, but they want you to sever ties with him. One that contradicts his longstanding public support for Matheson during his two lengthy criminal trials. Well, there you go. So she was related. She was related. A video agrees to give his strange wife full custody of daughter. Oh, what an asshole. I don't know if this is the right video, but here we go. Let's try it out. There's supposed to be Matheson saying that he's given his estranged wife full custody of daughter. Here it is. Oh, it's one of those music. It just says Danny Matheson agrees to give his estranged wife full custody. You know, it's in music. Yeah, pretty wife. That the 70s show actor is currently serving a 30-year prison sentence for rape. That's what he's doing. 30 years, my God. Then it says legal document. Oh, I can't read it because it has crap. Legal documents obtained by TMZ. TMZ, fucking TMZ, the moron zone. Revealed Matheson has given Phillips legal and physical custody of their 9-year-old daughter. I didn't even have her name in here, which we won't say. Okay, I understand. She has a good case, though. I mean, Matheson also requested visitation rights, which will have to be supervised by prison. Oh, no shit, right? No shit. All right, kids, let's go see Daddy. He's in prison. There's probably a lot of kids like that. It also says this. Phillips stood by Matheson during his court case and provided a character statement for the judge to consider before he handed down their sentence. And this is where Wiss's name got in trouble. Two and a half men. He was also on a 70s show where he said his character was good. The one who's married to Makunis? Look it up. There you go. That's the trouble. That's going on with the trouble. So that's what I'm trying to say. Mackenzie Phillips, this is her half-sister who was married to a raper and who's serving 30 years, and just recently, Danny Matheson. That's her half-sister. She just filed for a divorce. What a mess of that Mackenzie family. What a mess. What a mess. We'll be right back with Lauren Boebert. And who is Lauren Boebert, if you don't know? Boebert, if you don't know who she is. We'll be right back. I am Brian Hammer Jackson. Here's the number of the studio, which is 319-527-6099. All right, I'm going to go drink some coffee. I should be back. Maybe I will. Maybe I won't. I should. That's how it works. Okay. Let's see what kind of coffee I want. I want to say good morning to Laverne. Say good morning to Laverne. She's listening. And a lot of people listening. And so if you guys were so uptight, if you're so uptight about incest, shut up. It happens. Don't want to hear it. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
This is how we do it. Your hands up and let me hit a party, say Tennessee. The girls say I got your money, $100 bill, shorty. If you were from where I'm from, then you would know that I gotta get mine in a big black truck. You can get yours in a thick ball. Whatever it is, the party's underway. So tip up your cup and throw your hands.
I was trying to find some stuff here. Hey, I'm in the studio by myself. This sounds good. Let's see if I can do this. All right. We can get to our top story, but, you know, I was talking about the Republicans. And then sometimes I'll cruise Facebook and somebody says, hey, Brian, talk about women. I just broke up. I broke up with the bitch. Talk about it. Well, let me tell you something about women. You'll never understand them. You don't. But I'm going to tell you one thing. I'll tell you one thing about it. If you have a narcissistic bitch that complains all the time, and it's always about her, why she doesn't get attention, why you're not treating me with respect, why, when you bring something up, kick her to the garbage. Why? Because I'm going to tell you something. I've been in a relationship for a long time, and I'm a big tool. And the only reason why it works, one word, compromise. Being with me, I've been with a lot of women. Yes, I am. It's hard to believe, but it is true. And sometimes we're two different people, right? We got two different wants. Sometimes we want something, sometimes she wants something. And I think in a relationship, most men compromise more than women. They do. I really believe that. I think they don't want to argue because you cannot argue with a woman. You cannot. Because it goes on and on and on. I'm not saying all women. I think women are fantastic. I respect all women. I mean, most women. And I respect them. I love women. My mom's a woman. But sometimes you're going to get these narcissistic bitches who only bring themselves up all the time. I'll give you an example. You say something like, you know, my soup is cold. The soup, give me an example. Soup is cold. And then you get her going, you know what I did today? No, I was just saying about my soup. in my stupid cult. And the reason I've been in a relationship for a long time, and the reason I have friends for a long time, I have a good, and, you know, I brag about Laverne a lot. I do brag about Laverne, and it's not, I'm not mocking her. I'm not mocking her. And when I say that, you guys think it's a joke. No. Once in a while, you'll find, what was that song in New York? You'll find someone, I mean, she's a human being. She gets pissed off. She's a human being. She's a good friend. And I want to specify that. I'm not even joking. Why is she a good friend? One, she puts up with my shenanigans and doesn't take it seriously. Two, she'll listen and go, okay, she's not really judgmental. If you ask her for her opinion, she'll give it to you very reluctantly, and then she'll leave it like, well, you know, do what you need to do. That's a good friend. And I say that because it's a good friend. And I don't say much good friends. That's a good friend. I went shopping with her the other day. She'll deny it, but I went shopping with her. I picked her up a mango. It was FaceTime. Relax. Good friend. But women, so when you get a narcissistic bitch, everything is about her. And the reason you, and I'm saying this because I'm gonna play a tape why this woman, not me, this other woman says why women are worthless. I did not say it, but she pointed out some things that women should know, should really think about, and who you are. And she said something really great on this that will strike home to every woman and to every man. Because I do believe men compromise a lot more than women. And I don't know if it's compromising. I think it's breaking your back. Because here's what it is. They love you for who you are, but they're going to train you for who they think you should be. I should put that on a T-shirt. I love you for who you are, but I'm going to train you who I think you could be or what I want you to be. That is true. That is true. Every woman, don't think you're not trainable. If you're not trainable, she's going to kick you to the curb. But women will train. I can't say women. I sound like Mr. Solution. Some women, there's great. Again, I'm not women bashing. I love women. I respect women. And I love them to death. My mom's a woman. My sister's a woman. I love them. I'm talking about that 5% out there that are sharks. And they smell blood. And the blood that they smell is you, because they can smell weakness. A woman can smell weakness when you walk up. I don't know what it is. It's like, oh, okay, I could break his spine, because they can just smell it. They can smell weakness, and they will circle around you. They're like sharks, because they're going to eat you up sooner or later. And they can smell weakness. They can see weakness. And what is weakness in a man? A guy that will not stand up for himself and sees himself as value. That's weakness. And when I say that, it's like when she says, I don't want you to, the go-to, now that we're in a relationship, I don't want you to see your single friends. Okay. That's the weakness. Instead of saying, I know these guys for like 20 years. I knew them since high school. What are you talking about? You're not a man. A weak man will not even say that question, will not even ask why. They'll just drop their friends. What do you mean? Well, I don't like Jerry because Jerry's single and he likes to go to clubs and he's a pervert, and how he talks about women every time he comes over and how he sexualizes women, and I don't like the way he speaks. And a strong man says, I think that's funny. That's Jerry. A weak man, okay, Jerry, you're out. But we've known each other since kindergarten. You're a sexist pig, man. I'm sorry, dude. You got to go. And it happens too often. I ran into that shit a day ago, 2 days ago. I ran into that shit. And the shit was, and I'm not going to get into detail, it was a friend. But I asked a friend to do something for me. Yeah, and it was uncomfortable for her to do. And we're not, don't put going in with your mind. Just stop it with your mind. It could be general. It could be, hey, can you go on Facebook and post for me? It could be as simple as that. Okay. But anyway, it was like, oh no, it's uncomfortable for me. I don't want to do it. All right, don't do it. I mean, and this is the conversation. Don't do it. Oh, you're mad now. I'm not mad. You just said you don't even do it. You're going to do it. I needed to post. I mean, fine. You just don't do it. Oh, now you got an attitude. No, I don't have an attitude. If you don't want to do it, don't do it. You know, shut the fuck up. Oh, now you're telling me to shut the fuck up. Is that how you treat me? You did. Now, see, and then the ones, they'll divert it. Oh, you get these women. These are sharks, man. They will sidetrack it. They'll turn you into something else, you know. Now it's like, so instead of posting, which was the subject, they diverted it to, oh, you don't respect me. What? You don't respect me, do you? What? Oh, I didn't say I didn't respect you. You didn't want to post, don't post. But look at your attitude. How can you hear my attitude? I'm typing to you, bitch. You called me a bitch. Yeah, I kind of did. I have this thing. I'm a Sagittarius, and things come out of my head. You call me a bitch? Now the thing goes into, you see where it's going, right? It is getting, it's like a car. You're getting to the destination, but the time they keep diverting you, you're further away from your destination. You made a right turn, and you're going to her mother's house. This is how the argument is. You're going to go to Vegas. You're going to have some fun. By the time you have this argument, it goes further and further from Vegas, and you're diverting. She's diverting your attention. You made it right, and now you're on the way to mother's. And you don't even know it. You don't even know it. And a weak man will go, okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You're damn right, you're sorry. I do respect you, honey. Well, it doesn't sound like it. I do. Well, you call me a bitch. I'm sorry. See, you know the guy. You know the kind of guy. You know this guy because you trained this guy. You trained him, and then you mock him. You'll mock him to your friends because when he first met you, he had a spine. Slowly you bent that spine until you broke it. And now you train him to be a babbling fool, a weak babbling fool, which has no value. So now, and you don't mean to. You don't mean to break this motherfucker. You don't mean to break him. You just wanted to bend him. But you broke him. You went too far. You broke him. And even you don't respect him now. Now you mock him with your girlfriends. Oh, look at him. Honey, will you go get us some drinks, please? Well, why don't I just sit at the table and order drinks? No, we'd rather you go to the bar and get us 5 drinks, please. Okay, honey? All right. Because you want him to go so you can laugh at him and mock the little weak ass. That's how it works, because you don't respect him anymore. You did when you bended him, but when you broke him, no more. I know women who live with men like that for years. And you know what? They're not happy. They're not happy because you know what they're attracted to? They're attracted to strong men. Yeah, you're attracted to strong men. Your husband or your boyfriend was strong at one time until you broke his spine. And the little bit that he has left, the little bit of value that he has left, the tiny fraction of value he has left, he tries to fight, and you shout him down, and he doesn't want to deal with you. Doesn't want to deal with you. But there's people who live with people like that for years. And then I go back, and you go, well, why do you speak highly of Laverne? Well, what really impressed me with her, and I will say her name, and I shouldn't be saying her name so much, but I will say her name. What really impressed me with her is that this goes back to almost when I first met her, and God, it's been over like maybe 5 years, maybe. I don't know. And I know she's going to kill me, but I got to, damn it, now I can't say because I don't want to tell her business, but I have to tell her business to prove a point. Is that when she breaks up with men, she's still friends with them. And they still respect her. I thought about that. I'm going, wow, that's amazing. Because when people break up, they don't break up they don't break up like that. Like they're still, you know, they still respect each other and they still love each other. Who does that? What kind of voodoo is that shit? That's some UFO bullshit. Beep, 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 beep. That's some UFO bullshit. Normally when you break up, you're done. You hate each other. The anger. That's what breaking up is supposed to be. The loneliness, the anger, the self. That's how you get stronger. Without having the self-pity and the anger and the loathing of yourself and the loathing of her, you can't. You got to have that when you break up. Without that, how do you grow? So going back, so this bitch 2 days ago turned the shit on me. Not the subject of matter. And I told her, I said, you know why me and my girlfriend, we're together for over 20 years. You know why we're together? It's not about my body. I mean, 20 years, my body was Adonis. And now I'm like Mr. Magoo. I'm like, my body is like the guy. If you want to know my body, it's like you go to, you know, those trade shows or you go to car lots and you got that air guy with his hands waving with the, you know, with his hands in the car lot. That's me. What a little belly. No, it's because we compromise. I am a tool. But I do demand, yes, D-E-M-A-N, D-D-E hyphen M-A-N, D-man. D-man, D-E hyphen M-A-N, D-man. Certain things in my life that will make me happy. Because you're two different people. You're not going to be the same. You're not going to want the same because there's going to be some things that you like that she may not like. And that's why I'm not with them. But then there's some women that says, okay, this is silly. This is stupid. But because this means so much to you, I'm going to voice how I am, which is, that's allowed. This is silly. This is stupid. But because I love you so much, I will compromise and do it because it makes you happy. Bingo. That's the one. And vice versa. Honey, I go, no. I do not want to sit at this orchestra. I don't. Honey, I don't want to go by myself. I can't sit at an orchestra. No, please, please, please. Honey. All right. Not that I want to hear the orchestra play Wizard of Oz for the 150th time. I go. Because that's what you do. That's what you do. So when your husband asks you about something that's out of your comfort zone, quit complaining. That makes him happy. And if you don't want to make him happy, get the fuck out of a relationship. Just get out. What are you doing? If you don't want to make him happy, get the fuck out. Don't be just sitting there making his life miserable. And I'll say the same thing with women. If the guy won't compromise, he have a heavy hand. If he's an authoritarian figure, he's a strong man in your relationship. You do. You jump and he tells you how high. Get the fuck out. Because that's not a relationship. Get the fuck out. Same thing with if you got some strong man, oh, well, you know, I have three kids and a child. Shut up. Explain why you're in that relationship. Well, you know, I don't have a job. Get a job. Well, I got kids with a daycare. I don't know. Figure it out. There's a lot of women out there who are working and they have kids too. Talk to one of them. Join a group. Get some worth. Get some value in yourself. Quit complaining like a bitch. And that goes with you men too. Shut up. My wife will go down on me. Shut up. She won't give me a blowjob as long as I want to. She doesn't do it in completion. So? She complains when we have sex and everything. She says, I'm not in the mood. Okay. Then get the fuck out. Don't cheat. Don't cheat. That's a coward way to do it. Get the fuck out. Or you tell her, honey. And women have to understand this. I don't mean this to be a sick thing. We're going to talk about Lauren Boebert. Got me going. Sometimes you have to understand something with sex. Sometimes men just want a blowjob. Sometimes you just want a blowjob. We don't need to be talking and hugging and kissing up and spooning and cuddling and watching a chick flick to get a blowjob. Sometimes you just want a blowjob. Honey, yes, it's 3 in the morning. Yes, dear, you know what? I just want a blowjob. Okay, honey. Sucky, 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 sucky. Good night, honey. Thank you, dear. Good night. Sometimes you just want a blowjob. And when you find a woman that says, you know what, that's all you want, that's all I want. Blowjob. I don't have time for the cuddling, the holding, the talking, the caressing, the whatever, and the talking. And I don't have time for that. I don't even have time to take a shower, honey. Put on some gloves and give me a hand job. Now, you know what? Just put on the gloves because I did not take a shower and just go up and down and give me the job that I want. Thank you. And it could work both ways, honey. Yeah, but baby, yes, I got a meeting in the morning. I know it's 4 in the morning. Yes, honey, I got a meeting at 6. I got to go in front of the board. I got to do this lecture. Oh, okay. All right, baby, what's wrong? Can you eat me? What? Can you just eat me? Wait, what do you mean? Go ahead. Can I just sit on your face while you eat me? Honey, it's 4. Honey? All right, all right, all right, all right. All right, can I lay on my back when I do it? Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Okay, okay, okay. You just go ahead and put it in my face. All right, all right. Licky, 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 licky. Thank you. Licky, 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 licky. Oh, honey. Licky, licky, licky. Honey. Licky, 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 licky. Honey. Licky, 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 licky. Oh. Plop, kerplop. Thank you, honey. Okay, can you wake me up in about 20 minutes? Now I got a meeting. Yes, I will. All right, good night, dear. Good night. Relationship works. End scene. Relationship works. We know how the other side is. Honey, it's 1 o'clock in the morning. I know. I know. But I'm horny. Honey, we just had it a month ago. Aren't you satisfied? Baby, that was a month ago. Really? I mean, I gave everything. I gave you my fake moans. I gave you my fake orgasm. I really worked hard for that last month. Yeah, I know. I know. Can you just, kiss it? Kiss it yourself. All right. Good night, honey. Good night, you bastard. Get the fuck out. That's how it works. That's how it works. Lauren Boebert, I messed up, and we broke down, and we break down why women are worthless. Now, that wasn't by me. That's from another woman. It's very interesting what she has to say. It blew my mind. We have 611s in the studio. Again, I have to say the rules. If you want to talk to me, hit the 1 button. It'll raise a little hand, and I know that you want to talk to me. I changed the rules. I used to go down to everybody and ask them, and then I realized some people were at work. I realized some husbands are home, and they don't like to listen to who you're listening to, and they have to be silent. So now you hit the 1 button, and I will answer the call. I will answer the call. I would answer the call. Yes, I will. I will answer the call. When we come back, Lauren Boebert, and what she did in the theater. It was a song by, who was it? The mess you left when you went away. You ought to know. So there's one lyric in there where he goes, does she go down with you in the theater? Does she go down on you in the theater? Is she a pervert like me? You know, I thought that she was upset. And was it is it Morissette? And then when I read who the song was about, that dude on we're going back to Full House again, the other dude, John Stamos, and not John Stamos, but the other dude, he was 33 years old, and she was 17. So now I understand, when you fuck up a 17-year-old girl, because she's in love and everything. And you listen to that song, you ought to know. Now I listen to the words differently because that fucking bastard, man, I'm Full House. What he did to this girl at 17, he was 33 years old at the time, 33. You ought to go back and listen to that song. You ought, should I play it? Because I know you guys are not going to do it. But if you listen to the words, remember, he is 33. She is 17 at the time. And she really, so I got respect for her to blast this fool. At 17, remember, some of you guys have 17-year-old daughters. Come on. Some of you are dating 17-year-old daughters. Bastards. But this is Alanis Morissette. You ought to know. She was 17. He was 33. That Full House motherfucker, you know, a guy who played on Full House. He banged her ass. And I guess he left her ass. And she wrote a song about him. Listen to the lyrics, because she really blasted that motherfucker. Now, I'm on her side. Here we go.
I want you to know that I'm happy for you. I wish nothing but the best for you both. I know the version of me. Is she perverted like me? Would she go down on you in a theater? Is she too scared like my name? And thank you.
men quit messing up girls because they turn out to be fucked up women. That's why we have a problem. I'm on her side. There was a song. Justin Bieber did it. And I can't think of it. Part of the lyrics is, my mother don't love you, and my mother loves everyone. My mother don't love you, and she loves everyone. What is that song? It's been in my head for two days, and I can't remember the song with Justin Bieber. I'll tell you why I bring it up. I think it's Bieber, another Canadian. I don't have good luck with Canadians. What is that song? Love Yourself. Love Yourself. I'm not going to play the whole song, but just to, we're getting there, just hanging there. I got 2 hours to kill. Here it is. Remember this song, Love Yourself?
In all the clubs you get in using my name. You think you broke my heart, oh girl, for goodness sake. You think I'm crying on my own, well I ain't.
Now I was surprised who wrote that song. Now who wrote that song was Ed Sheeran. Yeah, the guy who wrote Thinking Out Loud. He wrote the song. And see, when I heard the song, I thought Justin was talking about that other girl he broke up with. They were Disney. You know who I'm talking about. God, I can't remember her name. I thought he was talking about her because they were together for a while. But it wasn't. It was Ed Sheeran wrote that song, and he was talking about Rihanna. He wrote that song, and he was talking about Rihanna. How's that? You were talking about Rihanna.
For all the signs that you rain on my parade. In all the clubs you get in using my name. You think you broke my heart, oh girl, for goodness sake. You think I'm crying on my own, well I ain't. And I didn't want to write a song, cause I didn't want anyone thinking I still care or don't. But you still hit my phone up. And baby, I'll be moving on. And I think it should be something I don't want to hold back. Maybe you should know that my mama don't like you, and she likes everyone. And I never liked to admit that I was wrong. And I've been so caught up in my job, didn't see what's going on. But now I know I'm better sleeping on my own. Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself. But when you told me that you hated my friend, the only problem was with you and not them. And every time you told me my opinion was wrong, it tried to make me forget where I came from. And I didn't want to write a song, cause I didn't want anyone thinking I still care or don't. But you still hit my phone up. And baby, I'll be moving on. And I think it should be something I don't want to hold back. Maybe you should know that my mama don't like you, and she likes everyone. And I never liked to admit that I was wrong. And I've been so caught up in my job, didn't see what's going on. But now I know I'm better sleeping on my own. Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself.
Thank you.
the times that you made me feel small. I fell in love, now I feel nothing at all. I never felt so low when I was vulnerable. Was I a fool to let you break down my walls? Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself. Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. If you think, you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself.
Yeah. That was Ed Sheeran directing that song to Rihanna. There you go. There you go. Boebert. She's a Republican. Conservative Republican. She won her district by 500 votes. She's in trouble. Big Trump supporter. Loves Trump. She even bought Trump water. But lately she's been rattling some cages, even with the Republicans. It says right here, Boebert is losing donors to Republican challenger. Several former Lauren Boebert donors are backing off. They're going to a different Republican in 2024. By the way, she represents Colorado, the 3rd congressional district. She's in trouble. A Newsweek analyst of campaign contribution shows that at least 10 former Boebert donors who funneled nearly $13,000 into her 2020 campaign have instead donated their money to another person, Jeff Hurd. She's in trouble. Now, I got to admit, she's hot. She's good looking. She is. Is that enough? I don't know. But she got in trouble. Well, apparently she went to watch Beetlejuice, the play. She's a bitch. She's also a conspiracy theorist. She's Marjorie Taylor and Green. Boebert, they're almost the same person. Nutcases. But you gotta love her. Now she's also facing defamation charges. I mean, if you like Trump, get ready to go to jail. I don't know if this is
both agreed to the conditions of their.
Here we go.
Hearing at the Mesa County Justice Center today, Lauren and Jason Boebert both agreed to the conditions of their proposed divorce. Lauren filed for divorce April 25th, citing irreconcilable differences. Lauren, there with her attorney, did not talk, instead letting her lawyer speak on her behalf. Jason, on the other hand, attended the proceedings alone. He spoke sparingly only to confirm he agreed to the conditions of the divorce. The two agreed on all parts of the divorce, including the separation, parenting plan, and neither will have to pay child support. The couple had been married since June 9th, 2000.
Whoa. Neither would have to pay child support. What? Maybe I like her after all. Neither will have to pay child support.
Neither will have to pay child support. The couple had been married since June 9th, 2006. Adding to that, in an entirely different case, today we learned federal judge Catherine A. Starnella denied Lauren Boebert's initial attempt to avoid discovery in a defamation lawsuit filed against her. David B. Wheeler, head of the American Muckrakers, filed that suit in June, saying Boebert badmouthed him on national TV after his group accused her of having two abortions, smoking illegal drugs based on other allegations of meth use, and that she worked as an escort on SugarDaddyMeat.com. Boebert hoped to get the case dismissed, claiming she had the right to defend herself against the allegations. Boebert also hoped to fend off having the case go to discovery. That would allow muckrakers to subpoena Boebert for documents, emails, and texts, which could potentially reveal more damaging information. Finally, Delta County Commissioner Don Supas announced he'll support Grand Junction attorney Jeff Hurd over Boebert in the congressional race for District 3. Boebert's considered highly vulnerable after squeaking past the 2022 midterm by a slim 546 votes. Supas told me Boebert's neglect of vital water and energy issues played a part, but her showstopper antics at the Buell Theater in Denver, where she was kicked out for vaping, being loud, and groping her date, sealed his decision. Mesa County Commissioners Cody Davis and Bobby Daniel also announced they'll endorse Hurd over Boebert. Reporting for KREX 5 News, I'm Noah Anderson.
Now, I can't deny she's not hot. She is. Now, she got caught. You heard a little bit of it. I didn't want to hear it, but because that's my main story. So she goes to Beetlejuice to play. Her date starts filming her tits. Now, they had infrared camera where you can see in the dark. So they thought it was dark. She was vaping, and she denied she was vaping. You can see her light up. Then the date puts his hand right on her tit, and then her other tit, and she leans back in the chair, and he was filling her up. And then she reaches over and starts groping his dick, start rubbing his dick. It's all caught on tape. Rubbing. Now, here's how it plays on Fox. This is how it plays on Fox News.
In the last week, the CIA told Biden to step down. Hunter got indicted, and Poland stopped sending weapons to Ukraine. But the media only wants to cover Lauren Boebert. The Colorado congresswoman was kicked out of a Denver theater during a performance of Beetlejuice because she was vaping, singing, and dancing. She denied it, and then security footage showed otherwise. AOC was aghast because Boebert was getting frisky with her date in the dark, although Alexandria doesn't care when drag queens gyrate in kindergartners' faces in broad daylight.
I can't go out to lunch in Florida in my free time, not doing anything, just eating outside, and it's wall-to-wall Fox News coverage. And then you have a member of Congress engaging in sexually lewd acts in a public theater, and they got nothing to say. I'm just saying be consistent. That's all I'm asking for, equal treatment.
Equal treatment synonymous with Jesse Waters' primetime. And that's why Congressman Lauren Boebert joins me now. All right, so what happened that night?
Hi, Jesse. What happened is I messed up. I went on a date night, and I am a congresswoman and a public figure, but believe it or not, I'm human too. Obviously.
Remember when we're talking about women turning things around, that they're victims? They get caught, but they're victims, and they'll turn it around. They'll derail it. They sidetrack it. But it all comes back to, now, if a man did that, if a man congressman were in there and he had his, and then he started putting his hand down her panties in the middle of Beetlejuice, what do you think will happen? His career would be gone. But when a woman says it, it's dark and it's private and I kind of messed up. You had your hand on his, two hands, by the way. You had one hand, I think you had one hand down his pants and the other one filling his balls on the outside of his pants in the theater. And all she has to say is, oh, I messed up. Now watch how a woman will turn this around to be a victim. Watch this. Listen carefully because it's an art.
Everyone is very interested in my personal life and me going through a very difficult divorce. And as a mother of...
You're going through a divorce. So it gives you a pass to vape in a theater, and a woman in back of you is telling you to stop it. It giving you a pass to dance around in your seat, and a woman in back of you is getting annoyed, saying, this is Beetlejuice, I got kids behind you. This give you a pass at your date, and you couldn't even wait to leave the theater while he's filling your tit, and then you're groping his pants. Again, we're going to listen. This is such a professional excuse what women do when they get caught, because you're going to feel sorry for her by the time this is over. This is great. This is amazing. This is textbook 101.
Four boys and a grandmother to a beautiful grandson. That's my here, but believe it or not, I'm human too. Obviously everyone is very interested in my personal life and me going through a very difficult divorce. And as a mother of four boys and a grandmother to a beautiful grandson, that's my first job before anything else in my priority. It's certainly been taxing on me and my family, but to have this experience broadcast before the whole world, something that was in the dark, is certainly heartbreaking to watch, to see, and I have apologized to my constituents, will continue to do so, all of those in Colorado who may have felt let down. I hear you, and all I could do is promise to do better, and I certainly will. The best apology, I believe, is...
If a man did that, really, you would have his head. Not only his head, his balls, too. You would have his soul if he did that in a public place. But the spin of a woman, man, it's like, I think there was a movie called The Scent of a Woman, but the spin of a woman is so beautiful. It's so masterful. It is so professional that your mind says, what? How could I accuse this beautiful woman? She's human. It was in the dark, and she was going to a divorce. Why can't she jack him off in the theater? What am I thinking? I'm such a bad boy. But look how that spin is, the spin of a woman. It is just the best in the world. It's art. Here we go.
Change behavior, and I know that I will live and lead with strength and grace through humility moving forward.
What happened? You just had a little too much to drink?
No, Jesse, not at all. I was very excited about the actual musical. Huge fan of Beetlejuice. Anyone should go and see the musical if it's in your area, and please let me know how it ends because I've yet to see the ending.
So you were so enthralled by Beetlejuice, you got carried away.
Yeah. You did see the ending. In fact, you made it a happy ending. You made it a happy ending.
You know, Jesse, it's been 20 years since I was in the dating scene, and back then there were not infrared cameras watching my every move, but it's a lesson learned. As I said, I'm truly humbled and apologize to my people in Colorado's 3rd District, those who I love. In my position, it is my responsibility to bring levity to my constituents' lives, never gravity. Never should my actions burden those whom I represent. So I will work to only bring levity to them and try to bring as much solutions as possible. This whole week has been a total distraction, Jesse. We are on the verge of a government shutdown.
Here we go.
We have...
Okay, here's the masterful work here. We're talking about your behavior in the theater. You apologize. Here's where you turn. Here's where you're driving, and she gives you a right turn. Look how masterful this is. This is pure art. Look how they spin it. This is what Republicans do.
Solutions as possible. This whole week has been a total distraction, Jesse. We are on the verge of a government shutdown. We have muscle memory in Washington, D.C., of a bipartisan muscle memory of those who want to continue to do business as normal. That's why we are at $33 trillion in debt. We have a wide-open southern border where people are dying. And then we've also announced impeachment for Joe Biden and his corrupt behavior, this compromised president of the United States. And this is all anybody seems to want to pay attention to. I have real work to do for my constituents in Colorado's 3rd District. Jesse, that's why I'm still in Washington, D.C. right now, while some other members of Congress have returned home to their districts for the weekend. And, me and other dedicated public servants like Eli Crane, Matt Gaetz, Andy Ogles, Andy Biggs, Matt Rosendale, we are here in Washington, D.C. doing the real work to avoid a government shutdown.
Yeah, it does seem trivial when you stack it against the bribery that's just sweeping through Congress. Totally understand that. And you seem contrite, and I respect that. I don't want to pry or anything like that. Who's the guy?
Yeah.
You guys still friends?
Of course. I hope that we stay friends for a long time. But, he and I... We have peacefully parted ways.
Peacefully parted ways. Peacefully parted ways. Translate it. Dude, we got busted. Dude, I got a career. You grab my tit and I grab your balls. Dude, who peacefully part ways? No, he didn't. You dumped his ass for your career. You couldn't. You couldn't even want to name the guy because it's probably your intern, but you fired his ass, I'm assuming. What was that website, Gold Digger or something.com that she was on or something? Republicans, you're doing damn good. She peacefully parted ways. All of a sudden, one minute you're grabbing his junk, next minute, and he's grabbing your tit, and then you parted ways. Why? Seemed like, I guess the right thing to do was say, oh, we love each other and this, and we'll make that go away. No, it was a one-night stand, and I grabbed his junk. I got rid of his ass.
Very, very nice man, and right now all future dates have been canceled with him and everyone else. So I
okay.
have work to do, Jesse.
All right, yeah, we all have work to do, especially me. My mom texted me beforehand, and she said to really hammer you. I feel like you've had a tough week. So, you know, what are we going to do? We all make mistakes. Lauren, thank you so much for joining us. Have a great weekend and behave yourself.
Thanks, Jesse.
Hi, Winner Brian.
Yeah. Man told her to behave herself. That's what you got to do, women. Behave yourself. We're going to have a short show today. Another idiot, Donald Trump. You probably heard the news. I'll give you my spin. Apparently, he was in court with the fraud thing. And he got upset. He stormed out of court. They fined his ass $10,000. Here's what happened, according to MSN.
Took the stand in one of his many trials. Today, for the first time, Donald Trump took the stand in one of his many trials. Not the two federal trials, not the Georgia racketeering trial, not the hush money trial. The civil fraud trial underway in Manhattan right now. Trump's been attending every day, doesn't apparently have anything better to do, and he was summoned to the witness stand by the judge himself to answer for a potential violation of a gag order the judge imposed 3 weeks ago. That gag order came after Trump posted a photo to social media of the court's clerk attacking her. And the gag order banned Trump from, reasonably, I'd say, quote, posting or speaking publicly about the judge's staff. Well, this morning, Trump went to the cameras outside the courtroom and he said this.
If we had a jury, it would have been fair, at least, even if it was a somewhat negative jury, because no negative jury would vote against me. But this judge will, because this judge is a very partisan judge, with a person who's very partisan sitting alongside of him, perhaps even much more partisan than he is.
She said the judges, with a partisan person sitting alongside him. The judge took issue with that comment, summoned Trump to the witness stand to answer for it. He asked him, quote, to who were you referring when you said the person sitting alongside of him? You and Cohn, Trump said. The judge asked, are you sure you didn't mean the person on the other side of me, my principal law clerk? Yes, I am sure. Later, the judge asked Trump, quote, don't you always refer to Michael Cohn as Michael Cohn? No, Trump said. His attorneys jumped in to help him out, with Chris Kyes insisting many things even worse than that. Lena Haba adding, quote, yes, Your Honor, I can confirm that much worse. The judge then made his decision, and I quote the judge here, as the trier of fact, I find the witness is not credible that he was referring to my law clerk, who is principal law clerk, who is sitting much closer to me, who doesn't have a barrier, whom I believe has been accused by the defendant of being partisan or Democrat or partisan Democrat. I hereby fine you $10,000, which is on the low side, to be paid within 30 days to the lawyer's fund for client protection. Now, about 45 minutes after that, the judge denied a motion by Trump's lawyer, and to the apparent surprise of his attorneys, Trump stormed out of the courtroom with Secret Service chasing behind. Irate and red-faced, he stopped, only to talk to the scrambling cameras outside the courtroom.
The witness just admitted that we won the trial, and the judge should end this trial immediately. Thank you.
The witness admitted no such thing. Joining me now are two people who were in the courtroom for that incredible scene in different roles. former federal prosecutor Danya Perry, who represents Michael Cohen, and MSNBC legal analyst Lisa Rubin. I feel like in the times that I've reported from court, I have occasionally witnessed dramatic scenes, but largely it's actually been pretty boring and rote and not like television. Today was wild.
No living being should ever eat.
Well, I'm not going to go into that because that's his opinion. There you go. It's not going well for Trump. Not going well at all. And that judge threatened to put his ass in jail. He threatened to do that. We're going to make the transition to the other story. Why women are worthless. Now, I didn't say it. This woman named Pearl, she explains why. Why? Why? Before we get into our video, here are some of the comments. This guy's name is Maverick. Accountability is women's kryptonite. That's Maverick. There's a person named Rico Dogface. I love it when a woman argues with a man over what he really wants. Here's another person called Cushed Out. Sad Pearl was the only adult in the conversation. Please don't quit, Pearl. You're absolutely needed. Again, you have not seen the video, heard the video, but they're making the comments of it. And we're going to play the video, but these are the comments from the video. Here's another person, Visai. They are beyond helpless. Men equals we love women that pure, youth, fit, agreeable. Women equal no, you don't love women like that. No, no, no. You should love women with high body and single mother. Another person, name is Ian. I love how Pearl doesn't let interruptions piss her off and she listens. Awesome. Here's another guy named Ritz. If you go on dating apps, you'll see why many women describe themselves as curvy when they are, in fact, morbidly obese. Another person named Paul. Why do women think men are lying when they talk about their preferences? Another person named Cake is Good. Pearl is going to give these women a heart attack with the truth. And we go on and on and on. If you have a person on a dating app, first of all, you have to think, what is wrong with them? There is something to, you cannot find a date in your town or your city or your state that you have to go on a dating app, or maybe you don't have to, or a bar, or a club, or a social event, or church, or whatever, but you have to go on a dating app. Something's seriously wrong with you. Well, here's this girl, her name is Pearl, or woman, her name is Pearl. She explains why modern women are worthless. She explains it. Here she is, Pearl.
Stop selling these dreams, sir. Let me break this down for you. It's part of the problem. Stop selling these dreams, sir. Let me break this down for you. It's part of the problem. You're part of the problem. You know it.
No way.
Please stop. No offense. You know this isn't true. You know. Okay. So these are the men. I'm going to show you what's going on in the dating market. And the reason I know this is because I've done, again, hundreds of shows. I've interviewed hundreds of people.
Right now she's at a drawing board, and she's drawing men. And then across she's going to draw women from like 1 to 10. When she refers to these women or these men, she's referring to men who are higher earners or these women who are, quote, beauty queens that don't go out with these people. You can guess. On this. You can guess what women she is. They're at the bottom of the board. So that's what she's doing now on the blackboard.
And also, dating apps will back up what I'm saying. So now we have the women and the men that date each other. Okay? All right. So these are the provider top dogs. All right? And the problem is, right now, is that they are fucking everybody.
Exactly. That's the problem.
No, let me. And I'll tell you, no, the problem is that these women are delusional enough to think, these moments here and here are delusional enough to think that they deserve this and this, when really they deserve this.
Yeah.
So the point is, if the men that are just the...
She says that these women are delusional and she deserves this and this when they really deserve this. This means they are delusional thinking they deserve the top men, the cream of the crop, when they really deserve the bottom men, the bad boy, the biker, that kind of thing. That's what she was referring to.
You know, and even those guys, I really do believe there. Sometimes this is selling a dream a little bit, but there's occasionally a girl hot enough to get one of these guys to be faithful. Occasionally, not really. They have too much. But, you know,
She's saying occasionally these women think you're hot enough to hold your man just because you're hot enough. She is not really. It never happens. She's telling this truth, and I won't talk anymore, but here you go. Listen to her.
No problem. We all just think we're better than we are. Well, this is selling a dream a little bit. But there's occasionally a girl hot enough to get one of these guys to be faithful. Occasionally, not really. They have too much. But, you know, the real problem is we all just think we're better than we are. And if I ever imply that maybe we're here, here, and here because most people are average, then the blame always gets put on these guys. You're co-signing this. I don't like it. But you know this is what's going on, right?
That does happen.
Yeah.
It does happen. It's
imagine
a fact in the modern day.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Because the modern day, what we're being fed and what is going on in our vision and everywhere and what everyone's doing and what's lit and what's hit to society right now is mink.
This guy sounds like a Jamaican asshole. Jamaicans, man, let me tell you something. I think Jamaicans are like just above cavemen. What do you call it? They will try to sound like they're okay, but they're just above Neanderthals. That's the one I was trying. Because this guy is getting on my... He's a Jamaican. And I have no idea what he's saying. Here you go.
Mingling, dating, partying, drinking, doing all of this stuff. So therefore, it's going to put everyone in that mindset of everything is just one big orgy.
So now what we're doing is we're putting it on the men and the women. When really, only these guys are participating. These guys down here are not partaking. They can't. So, really, it's all the women partaking in this. A couple of guys. So it's really more on us.
But you said it's because we value ourselves more. That's the reason why we're thinking that we deserve better than what we are.
Yeah.
But why is it inverse? And the woman is, like, devaluing herself because she does not realize her worth.
Well, I would say that in 2023, we're pretty much worthless. Yep, and I'm going to tell you why.
These ideas what you're speaking about.
Jamaican, fuck, man. Shut up. Jesus Christ. Shut up. I wonder if he even has his green card. Shut up. He makes no sense. Just shut up.
No kids, and that's my choice.
Well, I would say that in 2023, we're pretty much worthless. Yep, and I'm going to tell you why. Now remember.
Okay,
these
ideas what you're speaking about. Mm-hmm. Have you got a child?
No kids,
and that's my choice.
It was by the choices that I made. Every place I am.
Jamaicans love the fuck, man. They love the fuck. I think that's the primary thing to come into the United States. What are you in here? Not to make the economy better, not to get a job. Well, some of them will have 3 or 4 jobs, but they're meaningless. But why are you here? I'm coming here to fuck the American women. I'm going to fuck. Not only am I going to fuck them, I'm going to fuck them up. I'm going to fuck them up, man. That's what I'm here for, man. And And they're there to pregnate the women because, like, he was surprised. Did you hear his voice? You do not have to, you don't have child? No, I don't have child. To a Jamaican, if a woman doesn't have a child by the time she's 13, she's useless. Anyway, we'll go back. Here we go.
I'm in life is my own fault and my own choice.
Okay, that's it.
I'm going to tell you why now.
Go on, remember. Okay,
and these
ideas what you're speaking about. Mm-hmm. Have you got a child?
No kids,
and that's my choice.
It was by the choices that I made. Every place I am in life is my own fault and my own choice.
I don't think there's anybody dumber on this planet than a Jamaican woman. She must be the stupidest woman on this planet. I think a rock is smarter than a Jamaican woman. She is stupid, annoying. That accent is annoying. She's annoying. It has to be up to the top worst. You're the dumbest fuck you ever want to listen to. If you can stand listening to him more than 5 minutes, it's annoying. Here we go.
Look it. They're not, and this is the funny thing. This is like a gut reaction, and I know this because I've done so many shows. When you don't like the information I'm saying, then it's like, Pearl, what about you? What about you?
No, we have to understand the person you're speaking to.
I'm telling you, it's what I've seen from hundreds of shows.
No, that's fair.
And I do keep my
room. From who?
What?
Hundreds of shows, but what's the panel?
Diverse. It's a diverse panel. Of course,
you think I could get 600 plus? Okay. So we're going to go back to, I forgot what was the question. You got me off topic.
Is it because of women?
Oh, yeah. So basically, okay. So what makes a woman valuable? What makes a woman, why women are worthless in 2023?
Yeah.
And the way I look at this is not in 2023 standards. I look at history. Okay? Okay? So why 2023 chicks are worthless? You're going to agree with me in 2 seconds. You won't say it, but you'll know I'm telling the truth. Now, okay. What do men typically want? Let's start youth.
Yep.
Men like younger women. Apps show that at about 22-ish, sometimes 18, so really 22, but I'm going to say 18 just, you know, to be nice, is when we peak. So 22 is when we're the hottest. After that, you're less. Yep. So then they want purity,
yeah.
Okay?
True.
What they're showing is that 1 out of 3 of us has an STD. One out of three of us has an STD. 1 out of 3 has gotten an abortion, okay? And the average partner count is like 5 to 8. What happens when you've slept with 5-plus people? You actually have a 20% chance of being a happy marriage. So that means there's an 80% chance that you are done, finished. You're going to be divorced or miserable. Yep, 80% chance if you slept with this many people. Okay, so we don't bring purity to the table. Now, let's see, purity, youth, and fitness, right? Come on, you
know,
agree with
fitness.
This, right?
But I disagree.
Yeah.
You know why I disagree? Because
so what?
African culture, the fitness, as you said, is not
nope,
like that.
I've had so many African men on my side.
That's not true.
He's from Nigeria. I have another Zimbabwe guy in the back.
Nigeria is in West Africa. I literally moved to the UK in 2019. Whenever people talk about Africa, it always makes me laugh because you guys don't know what you're talking about.
I know. I was born in Africa.
Bruh, so I don't know why.
That's the reason I'm telling you what I'm saying.
I'm perpetrating this nonsense. I'll tell you, the reality is most of the women that claim that they are now big and they are married,
mm-hmm.
all of them were fit before they got married.
100%, I agree.
Let me make my point. They get into marriage and then they get fat. That's what usually happens.
Now,
but if you go and look at all our mothers, go and look at their pictures when they're all in uni.
So you want to say that the African culture, the real African culture would say that a woman has to be fit?
Yes.
Yeah.
No.
That's not true.
No. That's not true.
What African men are attracted to is fit women.
Curves.
Yeah.
Curves is not fat.
I'm not saying about fat.
What is it?
But when she's talking about fitness, like proper fitness, they're not fit.
And you can be fit and curvy.
They still have that little belly.
True.
No, that's not true. I disagree.
Of course you can be fit and curvy. Come on, girls.
No, you can be fit and curvy. But what I'm saying is, the African culture, they're not going to be fat, but they're not going to be fit as well.
Yeah,
they're going to be in the midst, a bit chubby.
That's not true.
That's true.
can't believe I'm hearing a conversation about a woman could be fit and curvy. True. Only fat women will agree with that. Not true. And I hate the word curvy. Stop it. Quit making cute names because you're obese and you're a fat ass. You're a fat ass. You cannot be fit if you're a fat ass or curvy or heavy or spongeable, whatever. You can't. You cannot. Either you're fit, which is healthy, or you're a fat ass. There's no such thing as curvy and fit. That's a weak man, and that's a silly man, and that's a moron, and that's a guy that doesn't have his balls. We continue with this nonsense. But no, but I do agree with Pearl. I do like, she's breaking it down. She is honest. And I think a lot of women who do think that their value are a little higher than what they really are, and they don't realize that they're not that high. And they all competing with the same 5% of men. But the lower half of the men are not getting any of the pussy because the rest of these women, all these women are trying to compete with the 5% and the 10% of the men. Even the bottom women. Nobody wants the laborer. Nobody wants the bricklayer. Nobody wants the plumber. Nobody wants the repairman. Nobody wants the air conditioning guy. They're trying to get that yacht. They're trying to get that big home in the suburbs. Here we go. We're almost done.
No, I disagree.
I would say look up your BMI, and if your BMI is over, then no, you're not in that category.
Okay. But again, I disagree.
Look it. Okay, so now we're gonna go. And also, why are you arguing for Africa when you're in England?
No, it's about Africa. It's about Africa.
And that's another thing. I love this woman. I am a fan. Why are you arguing about Africa when you, I guess this is taking place in England, when you're in England? And I love it. And this is the problem which I had with most African Americans. You want to talk about slavery. You want to talk about the home country. You want to talk about this. You want to go to, why are you arguing it when you're in a suburb of Maine or New Hampshire or Florida? Why are you bringing up your ancestors as it's a court case and you're defending them when you're a moron and you're not living. Well, my great-great-grand was a queen. So what? What are you doing? I'm on welfare. Shut the fuck up. They accomplished something. So when I hear a woman says, well, my great-grandmother was a queen and we did this, we're talking African-American women. When I'm going to the mother country, we're good and we were treated like goddesses. Well, maybe they were treated like goddesses, but you're not. You don't act like a goddess. You act like a slut and a whore. So if that's your way of saying that you're a goddess, okay. So you are not your great-grandmother. You are not your mother. You are not the proud woman who came from Africa or the proud woman who came from Jamaica. You are a drug-obsessed, druggy, obsessed, addicted slut. So shut the fuck up. What have you accomplished? It's like, what have you? And I love what she says. Why are you arguing over Africa when you're in Europe? Why is some of these women are arguing, and we're going African-American men, why are you, and I go with the men too, why are you talking about the man and slavery and the man is keeping you down and doctors don't like you because of this and I'm not going to go to no doctors because they're prejudiced. It's like, shut the fuck up. What are you doing? Why are you impregnating women and not taking care of responsibilities? That's who you are. Why would a woman lay down with a man who couldn't take care of her? And she has children and she leaves a mess behind. There's something wrong with them. There's no value. They have no value in themselves. Here we go. Let's continue.
But you're in England.
There's lots of black people sitting here. So at the end of the day, so one thing is, you have to understand the cultural background as well.
After England, I think I've had the most, like, African people on my show. Like, African people guys come on my show all the time.
It has to be a facto.
No, it's not.
Well,
I'm telling you. I think
everyone is in.
I have a guy from.
How you don't date women
I date women, and most of the guys I know that we all grew up in Nigeria, we all talk about these things. How can you tell us what we
okay.
like in women? That's,
you know,
what,
but that's your, you okay, group. Actually, you know what? I will tell you why this happens, like why she believes this. Because here's a guy right here, and he sees a fat chick, okay? And he'll tell her what she wants to hear and to get laid. That's
yes.
the problem.
Fine.
So it's not because they will have sex with the fatty.
Fat chicks do not say no. I'm telling you. Fat chicks do not say no. And because nobody wants them. That's the truth. If you are fat, and like she says, look at your BMI. It'll tell you the truth. If you are not 5'7 and maybe 125, you are a fatty. Fat chicks cannot say no. And the reason fat chicks say no, because they're not being approached. You are the garbage that we pick up later. True. We can go to the bar and maybe they're so hot, because hot chicks don't go to bars. They don't go to clubs either. They're not kids. They will go to social gathering and maybe sports bars. You'll get in there for the team. I'll give them that. But you're not going to find a hot chick at a bar. But even if you do, she's past her prime. She looked like she'd been run over a couple of times with a car. Her face been backed into a wall. But she's still kind of better looking than that fat chick at the end of the bar. Because the fat chick will not say no. They are the garbage. They are the cleanup that if we got rejected, they are the garbage that we pick up. It's true. And if you don't want to be garbage, lose weight. Because you don't, you're a fat chick. Fat, and you're not curvy. You're not big and beautiful. Lizzo is still a fat piece. She's still fat. When I see Lizzo, I don't care what song she sings, she wants to represent big girls. Nobody represents big girls. You're fat. You got I see diabetes. That's all I see. Fat women, there's a billboard with Doves here in California. You know, Doves, the soap or the organ. And they got fat-ass chicks in their underwear on the billboard saying that women, all shapes of women, love Dove. I don't want to be driving down the street and I see a woman 300 pounds trying to get into a little tiny bathing suit with fat all hanging out, and she's smiling going, "We are fit," and I use Dove. No, you don't. You got diabetes. Stop it. Cut out the sugar. Lose the weight. You don't look good. It's like some people think pregnant women look good. I don't understand it. Name one man. If you are a man and you saw a pregnant woman walk to you and you look at her and say, "Oh, that's beautiful," you are a fucking freak. You should be behind bars. Pregnant women do not look pretty or beautiful. They do not. They do not. I'm not saying cover that shit up. I'm saying stop thinking that the women will put it in your head, "Oh, you're glowing." You're not glowing. You're perspiring because your back hurts. You're bloating. The kids are kicking you. You're farting. You're not. No, you're not hot. I mean, you know, go out, be proud. You're giving birth. I agree with you. But don't say that you're beautiful, or don't say, "Don't I look great?" No. No, you don't. No, you do not. I like Pearl. I really do. Back to Pearl.
But they're not going to marry him.
The guys I know that we all grew up in Nigeria, we all talk about these things. How can you tell us what we like in women?
Actually, you know what? I will tell you why this happens, like why she believes this. Because here's a guy right here, and he sees a fat chick, okay? And he'll tell her what she wants to hear and to get laid. That's the problem.
Fine.
So it's not because they will have sex with the fatties, but they're not going to marry him. it's possible, but not likely. So, okay, but like, let me go back to why women are worth.
You just said they're not going to marry the fatties. Then you got this one woman who still wanted to believe the dream. It's possible. He goes, no, it's not going to happen. You're a fat chick. Lose the weight. You know, look at your Disney movies. When did you ever see a fat chick with the prince? Never. All the Disney princesses are not a, they don't even have any weight on them. They're very close to heroin chic, by the way. They're not fat. I name one Disney princess who's a fat ass. In fact, the fat chicks are usually the villains. If you look at Cinderella, the fat chicks are the villains. And you look at other things, the fat chicks are the villains. Or they're the fairy godmothers. Usually they're the villains, but they're not the princesses. Now we go back to Pearl, which is true. Here we go.
And he sees a fat chick, okay? And he'll tell her what she wants to hear and to get laid. That's the problem. So it's not because they will have sex with the fatties, but they're not going to marry him. It's possible, but not likely. So, okay, but like, let me go back to why women are worthless in 2023.
Hey. You know why they always default to that argument of, yeah, there's a fat woman that got married, is because the reality is, if you actually look at it, most men that tend to marry fat women, usually, it's just like the same situation we're talking about. Those are the options that they had.
If you have an hour this week, you can learn a...
All right, there's an admission, and here we go.
If you can look at the most...
Oh, they're fat men as well.
Exactly. If you can look at the most successful men, even in Africa... When they have the most option, they don't pick fat women.
Actually, no. Let's go back to the car analogy. Okay, so let's go back to. So here's a, no. Let's go back to the car. I have an idea. So this is the car. This is like the equivalent of a fat chick. This is a 200,000 mile Honda Civic, and these are the suitors that come, and the buyers tend to be broke because it's got a lot of miles and it's big. So. I'm not even saying this about you. I'm saying, all of the men that have come on the show and that have said they like bigger women are broke. Yeah. Yep, broke men. That's broke men.
Very true. That's the first time I ever hear a woman said it. The guys who like fat women are broke-ass men. Successful men are not dating fat-ass chicks. It's the truth. They're not. And vice versa. Professional women are not dating. Well, I don't know. Sometimes if he's a rapper or whatever, I think professional women don't really care about your physical thing. I think they care about your monetary, your pocketbook, your bank account. So I'm going to take that back about women. If you're fat, if you're fat and you're a rapper and you're successful, if you're Jay-Z to me is one of the most ugliest motherfuckers on this planet, but his money makes him look handsome. And you can get somebody like Beyonce. Beyonce used to be hot, but she's no more. She's fat ass herself. I can't stand Beyonce. I don't even understand him. Fuck him. Ever since Jay-Z is producing her music, I have no idea who Beyonce is talking about. It was really funny. I mean, remember when Taylor Swift first got the MTV award or whatever that award was. It was Emmy or what, a Grammy. When Kanye West went up there saying, no, Beyonce should have got that video because her video is better. Remember that? That's the first time Taylor Swift got the award. And they said, sit down, Kanye. Beyonce was making was worth five times as much as Taylor Swift at that time. We fast-forwarded. Taylor Swift just came off a concert, pulling in the economy, blah, 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 blah. At the same time, Beyonce was doing her concert. You weren't hearing anything about Beyonce. She was doing the concert almost the same time. All you hear was Taylor Swift. And then she did a movie. She did something, I guess she made a documentary of her concert, and they turned it into a movie. Her movie just came out, made over $100 million. Beyonce decided to do a movie, too. Nobody heard about that movie. And was even worse, Beyonce, when Taylor Swift was showing up at the premiere of her movie, meaning the behind the scenes of the concert, guess who was licking her ass and wanted to get into a picture? Beyonce. Couldn't wait to get a picture with Taylor Swift so she could smile, and then left. That's how it happens. So let's go back and listen to Pearl. I am a fan. She's telling you the truth.
And the buyers tend to be broke because it's got a lot of miles and it's big. So, I'm not even saying this about you. I'm saying, all of the men that have come on the show and that have said they like bigger women are broke. Yeah. Yep, broke men.
That's
broke men.
Okay.
That's your funnel.
Remember, it's always subjective, but the majority of men ideally would not want a fat chick.
Well, my question is, where is Leonardo DiCaprio? All of the men with the most options, where is their fatty?
Do you think
let's go look at NBA wives.
Some people actually get married to skinny girls, but actually love fat girls.
For sex. Yep. But they don't want to be seen in public. They want to go, yeah. Why? Because
generations.
Because the chick doesn't make them look good on their arm. They make them look low value. That's what, because you're supposed to represent the guy. The same way if I dress like a bum, it makes my guy look bad. It shows, and the other thing you're not taking into account, so let's do fitness, because that helps with children. Fat chicks have way more complications. They have a harder time getting pregnant. So if a traditional man wants children, he can't pick a fat chick. Because, guys, you might not know that they think like this. Even the chubby girls. They might think, okay, she's got a good shape, but the way men think is they're like, all right, she has a kid, she's going to put on like 20, and she's going to be gone. So that's why it's like they're like, okay, if she's already chubby in her 20s, what is that?
Beautiful,
yeah. Yeah, then I have a lifetime of, you know.
another thing a lot of women don't take into consideration is the fact that men are actually not stupid. We actually think about a lot of things. If we pick a fat woman, she's more than likely to pass down those traits to our children. Men think about these things, you know.
One second. This is so, nah.
Yeah, because if the lady is overweight and she consumes a lot of food and her lifestyle is of an overweight
lifestyle
and she has a child, then the child is going to adapt that kind of mechanism, hence why you'll see a little chubby, cute baby.
But it's about lifestyle. It's not about genetics.
No, genetics has a big part to play as well. If there's an obese mother, then the genetic of that obesity can pass through to the child.
So we're talking about fat obese, though?
No, just general. So what's
the qualification of fat, bro, we're talking about right now? Here?
BMI.
No,
BMI.
Okay, BMI.
BMI.
But it's not always accurate, but we get the BMI. But either way, it's just about aesthetics.
Yeah,
fat is not ideally what the men would want as first choice.
Yeah.
Exactly. So therefore, what the argument is that the fitness aspect of this is you have to take accountability for not being chosen if you're not at that BMI.
Well, this is the point. When we're talking about women settling before, the reason why most men would eventually marry a fat man is because men tend to settle. Men are more realistic.
Mm-hmm.
If they look at their situation and they see, okay, you know what, I've been out in this market, I've tried my best, I've tried to get... Men would settle. But women look at settling like this, oh, yes, we're in jail now, we've lost in life. It's crazy.
That's true. Men do settle way more than women.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we could see that because modern women are worthless.
Hey, parents, do you...
Modern women are worthless. That's Pearl. You know what? I favored her. I like how she thinks. I don't know if this is her or not.
Well, joining me,
let me see.
Specialist and author Grace Blakely and YouTube commentator.
Yeah, that's her. Here's 13. I got a couple of times.
Specialist
and author Grace Blakely and YouTube commentator Pearl Davis. Both, I would imagine, identifying as provocateurs.
Of course.
Let's talk about this first of all. Pearl, I just find the whole personal pronoun thing honestly absurd. My personal pronouns on my Twitter biography are now hot, hotter, hottest.
As you can tell, this is Pierce Morgan, and I kind of agree with him. Now we're getting into transgenders and misgendering people and everything. That same woman, Pearl, who just did it 2 seconds ago, she's on this panel now. I just want to hear what she thinks. So far, I'm a fan. So here's Pierce Morgan interviewing them about transgendering and misgendering, that bullshit.
And frankly, if people don't call me those, then... Well, joining me in the studio is socialist and author Grace Blakely and YouTube commentator Pearl Davis, both, I would imagine, identifying as provocateurs.
Of course.
Let's talk about this first of all. Pearl, I just find the whole personal pronoun thing honestly absurd. My personal pronouns on my Twitter biography are now hot, hotter, hottest. And frankly, if people don't call me those, then they have to be jailed. I go along with that. But I did that to highlight that when I do that and say that, people then accuse me of being ridiculous. I think the whole thing is ridiculous. Why do we need personal pronouns?
We don't need personal pronouns. I don't think it's kind to allow people to live in delusion.
That's Pearl who says that first. That's her talking. This is Pearl talking.
We all know what a man and a woman is, okay? Just because you dress like a woman, talk like a woman, act like a woman, it does not make you a woman. And I am so tired of us allowing these people to let us live in delusion. It is delusional to think you are the opposite gender, and it is not kind.
I love flying British Airways, right? My preferred airline.
Mm-hmm.
The wonderful airline. And they always used to, there used to be a lovely posh voice saying, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Britain. And I used to felt soothing, particularly if I came from another country back to Britain. I felt immediately at ease. My captain was there, sounding like he was, you know, from some wonderful Pathé news bulletin, and he referred to us as ladies and gentlemen. That's now been banned. They're not allowed to say ladies and gentlemen because there might be one person on the plane who said, whoa, hang on. I don't identify as a lady or a gentleman. Well, okay, fine. I don't care. But I do. So where's my right to be called a gentleman?
Here's
Grace.
You know how I feel about this. I'm so, so bored of it all. I'm so bored of the fact that this is the one item that's constantly coming up over and over and over again. And you can completely see why, right? Conservative governments have destroyed our economy. We're in the middle of a massive climate crisis, just having the hottest week ever. I've just come over from Europe. It's extremely hot. And instead of talking about that, we spend hours and hours and hours talking about pronouns, talking about going into bathrooms, talking about, you know, all of this stuff that just doesn't matter.
Yeah, but you see, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter to you.
I'm so bored.
It doesn't matter
to
you, but it does matter to women in sport. It does matter to women whose young daughters might be using these dressing rooms. It does matter to the victims of male rapists who see their attackers identify as women to get into women's prisons. Sorry, so when you say they don't matter, they really do matter.
Let's have those issues aired in the appropriate, you know, spaces.
We are.
In sports, have that discussion among sports people.
Lucky.
But, like, literally, it's about priorities, isn't it?
Lucky
there is a certain number of times
I'm a female
that we
athlete.
Have on these shows to discuss the issues that matter.
Before we come to our next...
I don't think women's sport matters as much as climate change. I think, like, having a planet in which we can play sport matters more than the rules.
Does women's equality matter?
I know that that could be probably absolutely
Does women's
insane.
Equality matter to you?
Well, I mean, yeah, of course, but actually,
okay.
I mean, the whole point
okay.
that I was going to make on this segment, actually, is that, like, you cannot separate feminism from class issues.
Mm.
Like, if you're just going around saying, like, I don't know, I think the female CEO of a weapons manufacturer should be paid the same as a male CEO, and that's the hill I'm going to die on. I'm not fighting that fight with you, because ultimately, like, what I care about are the struggles that ordinary women face
okay.
every day.
Well, let's come to the main point of the segment, which is this issue of women's rights to be paid the same as men in sport. Now, the Australian women's football team have criticised the pay gap in the upcoming World Cup prize money. Let's take a look at what they said as a team.
I am a primary care physician. I'm frustrated, and it's not what I signed up for.
736 footballers have the honour of representing their country on the world's biggest stage, this tournament.
Yet many are still denied the basic right to organise and collectively bargain.
Collective bargaining has allowed us to ensure we now get the same conditions as the Socceroos, with one exception. FIFA will still only offer women one quarter as much prize money as men for the same achievement.
Well, okay, this is interesting, Pearl, because if you look at the revenue, for example, in 2019, FIFA generated £586 million in total revenue. The men's for the 2019-22 cycle, £5.8 billion. record revenue through the Men's World Cup. So the women's game has come on in leaps and bounds. The English Lionesses, fantastic win, sell-out crowds, they're making a lot more money. They're definitely way, way further now towards where the men are commercially than they were, but they're still a way off. Mm-hmm. And when you saw at Wimbledon, for example, the men's final was watched by three times as many people, and yet they were both free to air on the BBC. You could watch both if you wanted to. So there was three times as much interest in the men's game. They played two sets more per match than the women do, and yet the women get equal pay. I'm not quite sure why. I don't think it's a matter of equality. It's just a matter of fairness, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I won. I think all of the women should thank the men for funding our leagues, because most of our leagues would not exist without the men, number one. Number two, when we have the same numbers, then we should get the same pay. I'm sorry, I play volleyball at the highest level, and it's like when we make what the men make and get the crowds that the men draw, then we should get paid the same.
Well, see, why is it actually a fight for equality, Grace? I mean, why, if women in a particular sport, for example, turned out to generate more revenue, right, because they were more watchable, and in America, the women's football team is better than the men, and they do generate, even at school level, far more interest from girls than boys, for example. I don't see why equality should be the aim. Why shouldn't they get paid more than the men?
Well, look, I mean, there are all sorts of problems with the way that this market for labor, and it is basically a market for labor, works. Like, I personally don't think that the top football players in the world should be paid as much as they do. I think it's ridiculous the amount.
That's market force.
Exactly. It's market force.
Well, why shouldn't
should
they get that
be the way that we decide, you know, who generates what? Personally, I'm very much in favor of the fact that they came out there and said collective bargaining. Ultimately, like, the average worker in this country hasn't had a pay rise in over a decade.
How is that going to change?
That's going to change when they organize with one another. I am so tired of women whining.
The men fund our leagues, and we will still whine that we don't get paid enough. And honestly, when athletes do shit like this, it makes all of us look bad. Because instead of being thankful for the league that we have, we go out and whine and complain about the pay.
I mean, as I said, I'm not whining. You sound like you're maybe doing a bit of whining. But, like, personally, I don't think we should be whining. I think people should be organizing.
If you want a pay increase, join a union,
get out there and fight for it.
Should the women footballers get the same as the men?
Yeah, I think it probably makes sense.
Even if they're not making anything like the revenue.
Ultimately, like, it's not going to change. It's not going to change unless they organize. That's actually true across every sector.
If you want a pay rise, join a union and fight for one. Let me ask you this, though. They have got unions.
Exactly.
Let me ask you this. On talent alone, for example, as a yardstick, the U.S. women's football team were beaten by a group of under-15 boys from Texas, right, who were very good, under-15 boys, but their under-15 boys team beat them, I think, about 8-9-0 or something. So why should women footballers, who are clearly nowhere near as good as their male counterparts, just technically, why should they get paid anything like as much money?
Well, I mean, you know, it sucks, doesn't it, that, like, as a woman, yeah, okay, you play volleyball. I'm a surfer. I absolutely love surfing. It's very hard for women to build up a body strength. This is something that I've learned the very much the hard way. And so, you
surfers,
know,
surfers, by the way, there is equal pay.
Yeah, there is. And actually, you know, it's one of those sports where,
can a woman
opinion,
be as good as a man or not?
Well, it's different. It's a different sport, really. It's not, you know, it is the same sport, but it's very different watching a woman surf than it is watching a man surf because, you know, the average male body is different from the average.
Model's getting paid more than them. Kendall Jenner is the highest paid supermodel. Where are the male supermodels?
But whenever men
dominate in an industry, women will just complain.
I mean, I don't know if that's true about OnlyFans, because there are a lot of men on OnlyFans as well. But, I mean, look, the main point
here... You think they make the same?
I have no idea, but, like, maybe if you average out the number of men and women that are on that website. Anyway, look, the main point here, the point that I came on here that I wanted to make was the problem that we have in our economy at the moment is not that, like, the average football player isn't played the same as the average man. It is probably an injustice, and I'm glad that they're organizing and working together to fight for that. But ultimately, the problem we have in our economy is that nobody's getting paid enough money because inflation's eroded people's wages. Even before that, no one had a pay rise in a really long time. The lesson from this is, as I've said, I'm going to say it again because it's an important lesson and no one knows about them anymore because they see them as a hangover from the 1970s. Join a union because otherwise your boss is going to walk away.
But there are unions for all these. It's the unions that are fighting for them.
Exactly.
But just as a general point, though, the principle you think that women should get paid the same even if they're not as technically is good and not producing as
well,
much revenue.
Well, it's a subjective judgment, isn't it, on whether or not they're, like, technically as good?
Well, not
no,
really.
It's not. No, it's not.
Because
well,
people watch Men and
no,
Women for different reasons.
Well, let me give an example. An example would be the Olympics. If you made it non-gender specific, how many women would win medals?
Well, I mean...
None.
Okay.
I mean, maybe in equestrian, maybe in shooting, I think.
But again, I think...
Where there's no sense that the men might win.
You can say, like, oh, you know, this group is better than this group. But again, I think it's different.
Men are better
it's
than women at sports. Yes, let's not live in this delusion.
And in most,
and in most cases,
more people, men and women, want to watch men play sports.
Correct.
That's
I mean,
just a demonstrable fact.
Name,
that may change. But my point is, if it changes, I don't see why equality should be the only ambition for the women. If it turns out that in some sport women get more viewers watching and therefore draw more revenue, I'm all for them getting more money than the men.
Can you name five WNBA players? Five female soccer players.
I mean, I can't name any soccer players
that's
already.
That's crazy. I
what
wish we had
the
support
WNBA?
From
the
feminists.
I don't
we
know.
Would get equal pay if we would just get the support from the feminists.
Well, let me tell you.
Name five.
Let me tell you.
I don't even know what the WNBA is.
We need our support.
You're asking the wrong person.
Yeah, you
think.
Really are.
But I do want to mention one thing, which is I had Dale Vince on the program. He's this, he's fun.
All right. There you go.
That's Pearl. I like her. I think I'm going to see if she's on more. I like how she thinks. She has her head on her shoulder. She's pretty good. And she talked about fatties and men should make more. And this feminine bullshit has to go. All right, everybody. It's 15 minutes. We're going to end the show because I am exactly tired. I think we did everything. We broke down why women are useless. It should be worthless, not useless. Women are very useless on their backs, their mouths. Sometimes they're sexy and a companion, too. So it's not useless, worthless. All right. I am Brian Hammer Jackson. I'm out. I will be here tomorrow. What is tomorrow, Friday? Yeah, I'll be here Friday. I try to be here Friday at 7 a.m. All right. I see about 4111 still in the studio. I want to thank you guys for hanging in there. Thanks for coming on. I'm going to play this song for you guys. Here you go. Thank you, guys. See you tomorrow.
It's that time again. We got to say goodnight. You know it's getting late. Tomorrow is another day, my friend.
All right, people. It's time to go home. Yep. Closing time. We're ready to head on out. So let's go.
You don't have to go home. But you can't stay here. Now you're making me mad. You're gonna make me swear.
Get the fuck out of here. Finish up that beer.
You might as well call it a night, my friend. You're gonna have to
get the fuck out.
Uh-huh. Well, maybe I'm out of line, but I'll take the blame. There's a better choice of words that I can use to explain.
Get the fuck out of here. Finish up that beer.
You're gonna have to
get the fuck out.
Hey buddy, I'm talking to you. Thanks for coming out. Pay your cabin shrew. Make like a drum and beat it. Make like a tree and leave. All your fairies and Cinderellas, I'm giving you the heat.
Get the fuck out of here.
That's right, you hear what I'm saying?
Finish up that beer.
You to call it a night, old friend. You're gonna have to
get the fuck out.
Good Lord, arrivederci, sayonara.
Get the fuck out.
Ciao, good night. Bye-bye, so long, farewell.
Get the
see you later,
out.
Alligator. In a wild crocodile, say good night. Get the fuck out.
Get the
fuck out of here.
Come
on, give me a fucking break.
Can I get a refill, please?
Hey, you, fuckface, get out of here. What do you fucking
get
got?
Get the fuck out.
Yeah, you.